A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. The disciples were on the way, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 aside again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after these days he will rise." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The chalice that I drink, you will drink, and the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or to my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I grew up in a large family. Funds were sparse, but we always made do and rarely caught on how hard it was for Mom and Dad to make ends meet. Having moved into my first apartment as a prosperous, newly independent young adult, I was excited to invite my parents over for dinner. I was having chicken, and I purchased and prepared their favorite parts just for them. Breasts for my dad and backs for my mom. The evening arrived, the table set. As soon as we prayed, I presented the plate of chicken and passed it to them. Dad reached for his favorite breast, and Mom reached for her favorite back. No, she took a breast. I was shocked. She had never done that before. "Mom," I said, "I thought you liked backs. That's all you ever ate when we had chicken." "Oh," she said. "Well, honey, that was just so you kids could have enough to eat." All those years, she had sacrificed just for us kids. You see, Mom wore the pants in the family. All she would have had to say was, "Save a breast for me," or even just, "Don't eat all those breasts." But she never did. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. I always knew my parents sacrificed and gave of themselves as they raised us. But until that evening, I never realized how it had been a deliberate choice over and over again to serve rather than to be served. It became their way of life. In today's passage from Mark, the disciples are on the way to Jerusalem. In Mark's gospel, on the way is a constant theme. The disciple is both on the way with Jesus and on the way to becoming a true disciple. We, the listeners, are likewise on the way. And like James and John, we can get caught with ulterior motives for doing what we do. But Jesus asks us two important questions today. Can you drink from the cup I drink? Can you be baptized with my baptism? These will be the two defining realities of a disciple who indeed knows the way. She will share in suffering because knowing herself as beloved of God, she is propelled by this love to love without limits, without boundaries. This kind of loving, love that sacrifices, love that serves rather than make its authority known, this kind of loving brings glad tidings to the poor, proclaims liberty to captives, gives sight to the blind, and releases prisoners. This is a dangerous love, a truly powerful love with genuine authority and power. From the very first chapter of Mark, Jesus is healing with this love. He drives out a demon, cures Peter's mother-in-law, heals the crowds gathered after sunset. The paralyzed man lowered through the roof, the man with the withered hand, more demons, Jairus' daughter, the blind man at Bethsaida, the possessed boy. With each miraculous application of complete love, those who witness, both the disciples and the crowds, are astonished, attracted, and drawn into the power of loving. But today, Jesus tells us the power of loving is not like other power we know. It does not make itself felt. It does not hold itself up to be bowed before or deferred to. This power does not accept homage. It does not need a ring or a scepter. It is not defined by religion or civil authority. This power chooses to touch a leper and to learn from a Canaanite woman. This power chooses chicken backs over breasts so others have enough to eat. There is hope for us who are on the way. Jesus responds with profound patience, first to James and John, who don't get it at all, and then to the others who become indignant that James and John thought about asking for the right and left-hand places before they did. Jesus tells them in simple terms, I did not come to be served, but to serve. You and I are the disciples on the way. Jesus' gospel is alive in our lives. This good news of being found not only loved, but loved as a beloved, empowers us in the same way it empowered Christ. The question is, what do we do with it? What do we do with the power of loving? We have a choice. To use it, to serve, or to be served. It really is that simple. Not easy, but simple. On the way with Jesus. it can become our way of life.